Well, good morning and welcome to Party Line. I'm your host, Wendy Corr. On today's business spotlight, we're going to be talking to the proprietors of a relatively new restaurant here in Cody. They've got a great event coming up that's just for the eclipse, but they've got some good stuff to share with us about their business and how it's growing and the good things that are happening there. So good morning to, I've got Chuck and Ricky Strumke here. Good morning, you two. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Great.
Good. Oh my goodness, there's so many things happening there at Gasthaus Cardi. And this is, of course, the new German restaurant that's here in town in Cody. And you've got such a great location. You've got some wonderful things that are happening, wonderful events planned. Tell us first about the eclipse party that you guys are going to be having on the day of the eclipse on Monday morning.
Well, we plan to open an hour early at 10 o'clock because I understand shortly after 10 is when it actually starts to come in front. We're going to feature a lot of dark items. So our dark beers, our Black Forest cake, which has the chocolate and the whipped cream, so the dark light is going on.
I like that. That's great. Yes.
And we're doing a new drink that's going to be the Rudesheimer coffee, which is a coffee named after a town in Germany. Mm-hmm. And it's cold coffee with ice cream and brandy, and you can't go wrong drinking that.
And of course, it's the dark light thing again.
Absolutely. The dark light thing going on. I've ordered some glasses in, and hopefully they'll be here next week. If they are, the first 50 people that come in will get the glasses, and they'll be free.
The eclipse glasses, and they'll be free. Very good. And of course, this is the 21st, so it's a week from this coming Monday. So you got a week to get those glasses in.
Hopefully, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, there are some places that do have eclipse classes. I know we have them here at the radio station. The Lions Club just called. Neil LaFave with the Lions Club just called, said they got some in. So if you don't get them in, you can always steer them towards those places.
Right.
So that's wonderful because it's a big deal. And I think it's great that you guys are capitalizing on this.
Well, you know, it gives them the opportunity. Most of the people here in town, they have their house. They can go outside or their office. I understand that all the hotel rooms are booked. Mm-hmm. And you can't really see it from your hotel room. So we're hoping that you can come down and our locals will come down. Even though they may have a house, they can come down and enjoy some of our food and our drinks and have a party atmosphere. We'll have the music going out on the porch.
And of course, you have the outdoor. Yeah, and that's just it. You've got the porch. You've got that outdoor seating area.
We do.
Which is so cool. And I mean, talk about timing. This solar eclipse is happening at exactly the right time of the day for all of us to really enjoy it. Yeah, there you go. Lunch. So as soon as it's done, then people can stay and have lunch. And you've got some other specials, right?
Well, we started a lunch menu. So we do have a smaller menu for lunch for those people who do not want to spend as much for lunch or have as big, heavy lunch as you would for dinner. Mm-hmm. So we do have a special lunch menu with kraut burgers and things like that that we'll have all available. And we've started German nachos.
How does that work?
That is our take on our nachos, and our two of our cooks in the kitchen developed it. It's chips. They're making their own homemade chips. Mm-hmm. They're putting sauerkraut and cutting a bratwurst up on top, and then spicy cheese
melted
over the top. Yeah,
my mouth is watering
so
here.
Good.
Oh my goodness, that just sounds tangy and
it is delicious.
And the chips are potato chips, not to be confused with nacho chips.
Yes, so homemade potato chips with all this, and that's the great thing about Gasthaus Cardi is that everything's homemade.
It is. It's all homemade. We cut our own meat. We pound our own meat. We make our potato salads. We make our own desserts and dumplings and spätzle. Everything is homemade. Like Chuck says, the only two things in our restaurant that's not homemade, so to speak, is our French fries and our sliders.
All right. That really says a lot about the love and the care that you guys have put into this. This has been, this restaurant has really been kind of something that you've thought about it and talked about for years before actually going through
Absolutely.
And doing it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And, yes. And
well, we don't make our own bratwurst yet. We're trying to source our bratwurst.
Got it.
But the only two things, like Ricky mentioned or Cardi mentioned, is that you can get small sliders in Cody.
Yes.
And we do them. And you can get French fries in Cody.
Mm-hmm.
And we do them. But otherwise, none of our food is available that we know of in Cody or anywhere around
here. In any of the other restaurants or things like that. Yes.
Right.
So you have to, start it from scratch.
Yep.
And that's wonderful. This, and of course, this eclipse is happening. A lot of people might be lined up, but it's first come, first serve, right?
Correct.
So you're not taking reservations for that particular event?
No.
Okay, but it's going to start at 10 o'clock?
Yes.
And of course, then you start, are you going to start serving your regular lunch menu at 11, or will you start serving your lunch menu early?
I think we'll have it early. Might as well. If you want to start eating lunch at 10 o'clock, that's fine with us.
Well, I mean, really, I ate that sort of stuff for breakfast when I was a kid. Yeah. So not necessarily the sauerkraut, but the potatoes and the bratwurst, absolutely.
Well, we have our homemade pretzels and lunch meats and cheese. So if nothing else, you can have the German-style breakfast. Yeah.
That works great. Now, the German, obviously, the big German holiday, especially in the United States here, is Oktoberfest. And so you guys are already preparing for Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we've laid on the part of the Altkameraden out of Red Lodge to play for us on the 30th.
Oh, cool.
Of September. And so on the 30th of September, we'll be having them play. We'll have our, we'll say something.
5 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Ah, very good.
I'm getting hand signals. I'm not sure what they mean.
You can chime in anytime.
Oh, Chuck, she was on the roll.
So. We've had a lot of people ask about the German ham hock type concept, which up till now we haven't had, but we'll have those for the Oktoberfest.
Okay.
We've laid Bighorn Wholesale on to do them for us. They found them. So we'll be able to do those, which will be something special that we haven't had. So we'll be doing things that are from the Munich area. And we're trying to get in more Oktoberfest beers for that time for the bar. Chuck can tell us something about that.
Yes, we have a brand new bar since August 1st, we got our bar and grill license, so now I can actually take the covers off. What's behind the curtain is now revealed.
Very good.
But and our bar is very unique in that it's a swing bar. We haven't located another one on Google search and other searches. The closest would be in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So but, what's a swing bar? There's lots of different things. I mean, it sounds like you actually have swings in the restaurant.
Yes. We have five rope swings with a wood,
seat.
Behind seat, and pretty good size, anchored to the floor for some safety issues, but you still can move around and swing in it some. We have a brand new bar countertop inside there, and everything's been refurnished. We have German beer from Germany available, and we have other beers from Red Lodge and up from Bayern in Missoula and some other German beers.
Out of Denver,
yes. And so we have a full bar, though, mixed drinks. We're still limited on some of the mixed drinks. We get caught every now and didn't have any olives for a martini.
Uh-oh.
But, we're slowly getting those small items in, but fairly large bar and a lot of fun. And not only just the rope swings do we have a two-seat, like a yard swing. And if you get a group in there, you can put them all on the swings, have them face towards the inside instead of towards the bar, and they can still get their drinks on the bar, and they can face the two-person swing, so you can have a group of six, seven, or eight people all together sitting there talking to each other in the bar, on the swings, all at the same time. It's fun.
It's an adult playground.
It is.
It
and
is.
We get people.
It's a playground for big kids.
Yeah, we get people in to take pictures and stuff. Not too many are being adventurous and climbing up on the swings, but but they all like it.
So the swings move? You can move the rope swings?
Because it's like out on a tree.
That is so fun.
Like he said, not very far because they are anchored to the floor. We didn't want anybody getting hurt.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But they move left,
they
right,
move
front,
a little
back,
bit.
And stuff.
That is so fun.
We have a signature drink for the bar, which is called the Ochstadt Mule.
Yep.
It's a small town right outside of my hometown that's known for their Moncherie cherries. And so we took the cherries and we're doing a take again off of the Moscow Mule, calling it the Ochstadt Mule with cherries instead. And we, on our opening night, had quite a few sales of those.
Yep. After we opened the bar and we put the bar menu out and stuff. So it's got quite a kick to it. It's
right.
Not light. And so, but you got to come in and find out what's all in it.
So you're not going to say it's a secret. You
that's
have to
right.
come in. And
come in.
I think that's very smart. You know, we're going to take a really quick commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Ricky and Chuck Strumke about Gasthaus Cardi and about all the wonderful things that are planned, not just for the Eclipse event that's happening in just over a week or the Oktoberfest. We've got other events. This is a fun place, and we want people to know about it. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Party Line. Once again, I'm your host, Wendy Kaur. Today is a business spotlight, and we're focusing on Gasthaus Cardi, and they are having a fantastic event coming up next Monday. Not this coming Monday, but the Monday after, which is an eclipse party, which takes advantage of your beautiful outdoor seating area.
That's right.
And so with me are Ricky and Chuck Strumke, and there's so many other things that really are cool about Gasthaus Cardi, not just your amazing menu items and that whole German feel, but you've got, you guys will do to-go orders, you'll take call-in orders. What are some of the other things that really set your restaurant apart?
Well, we do. I love that. My son gets me every time I say that. We also do reservations. I know some of the places in town shy away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But we do like to take reservations. And we just have a fun time. We have the music going outside and inside. And we try to make a really friendly, child-friendly atmosphere inside for everybody to come in and enjoy.
We put a big
dog dish out front for people. We see so many people walking by with their dogs, and their dogs' tongues are hanging out, so we put a big dish out there. So if you're walking your dog down, there was a dish out front there. Big silver dish filled with water for the pets. We're pet friendly too on the outside.
On the outside. That's fantastic.
Yes. And they get a bone.
They get a treat too. What, now you've got the beer garden. You serve your beer in boots.
Yep.
And we had a couple that came and bought two boots, and
big
she
ones.
Took a picture of them, and she said her husband bought her a pair of boots. It was so cute.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So people really are getting a charge and really getting a kick out of the different things, because it really is something different. You don't go into a small town in Wyoming and find a German restaurant very often.
That's true.
Especially an authentic German restaurant, which is what you guys have.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Yes, it's my grandmother's recipes and my mom's recipes, and that's one of the things that we pride ourselves in, is that they are recipes from my family. They're not, again, like I said, they're not bought from the store. They're made from those recipes that, that were handed down to me.
And yeah, we have chefs come in the morning starting at 8 o'clock making our foods until we open at 11 normally and 10 o'clock for the special days. And they continue to cook that food on through until the supper meal, which also aids in us having the smaller lunch menu, because some of the food's just not cooked enough yet.
Right. That makes sense, because the food that you make is special. It is from scratch. This is not a fast food place. Although, like I say, you can call in, right?
Yes.
Right, you can. And you were mentioning earlier that you were vegan, and we have really very limited things on vegan, but we do have our salad plate and our one German potato salad, which is a cold potato salad.
It sounds marvelous, by the way. Ricky was explaining this to me, and oh my gosh, dill and cucumber and potatoes.
And that goes with the cucumber salad, the tomato salad, and the leaf salad. We also have a lot of people that ask about gluten-free items.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, being a German restaurant, again, There aren't that many, but we do offer some. Again, the potato salads mm-hmm. would be gluten-free. Our salad, all of our gravies are gluten-free because they're cornstarch thickened and not thickened with flour.
Very good. I'm sure your sauerkraut and bratwurst, that's gluten-free.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Our goulash is gluten-free. Again, it's thickened with the cornstarch. So there are some things that are bratwurst that are gluten-free items also.
So you've got these specialty things for people who have special dietary needs. That's fantastic. And of course, the swing bar, which we were talking about before the break, which sounds like a lot of fun. And all of this, I mean, you guys have been working hard since you opened to really get things going. But one of the things the last time you were on the Business Spotlight that you talked about was the Christmas ideas that you've had. You want to do a really great German Christmas celebration. We only have a couple of minutes here, so
yes.
Tell us just real quickly.
We want to get the town involved, the ladies that do crafts, and we want to take our porch again, divide it off into about 5 sections, and then on the weekends, rotate the ladies through that would like to participate. They get a section. They can sell their ware to the people on the who are walking around enjoying the snow or whatever. And then we'll have our Glühwein available, which is our hot wine, and our room
spice
cup.
Wine. Very, very good.
All right.
And the room
that he's been brewing since we opened.
Yeah, rum tuff. What is that?
Well, it's what's the breakdown of the word rum? Rum is rum.
At
tuff
pot.
Is pot. Yeah. Rum, it's a rum pot. And you start adding fruits in May, and every month you add another fruit to it, and you add another bottle of rum until it gets full. And it.
And sugar.
That's right.
Don't forget
every
the
month,
sugar.
Yeah, we put in a cup of sugar, keep her stirred up good, and it picks up a really fruity, put pretty powerful punch to it by the time you get to December, and we break that out in December because it's a Christmas one. And I have 2 very large pots, but it's all I have, so coming Christmas time, December area, when you're in town, you're going to have to stop in to get it because it will probably go pretty fast.
Yes.
It's something to drink or it's something to put on desserts or something.
How fun is that? So before we leave our time here, I want to make sure people know how to find you. I know that you've got a new Facebook page.
Yes, we do. We have a new Facebook page. We're on Yelp. We're on TripAdvisor. And we're right on the corner of 14th and Sheridan. You can't miss us. The big German and American flags are out front.
And the Facebook page is?
Gasthaus Cardi.
Gasthaus. GASTHAUS.
Yep.
CARDI.
You
yep.
got it.
Fantastic. And so once again, folks, don't forget about this upcoming Monday, the 21st. So not this next Monday, but the Monday after is going to be the big eclipse event at Gasthaus Cardi, right on the corner there of 14th and Sheridan. And bring your eclipse glasses, or you may be able to pick some up there.
Hopefully.
And there'll be specials. The whole light dark theme, I think, is really cool. So, yeah.
Drinks and food.
What's the phone number if anybody is hungry now and wants to order lunch?
578-8202.
578-8202 to call in to place your order or just to ask some questions about this. I think it's great. Chuck and Ricky, thank you so much for coming on today. Fantastic idea. I'm so glad that you're taking advantage of this. And thanks for sharing it with us today.
Thank you.
You bet. And thank you, folks, for tuning in to Party Line today. Have a fantastic weekend. Stay tuned for Speak Your Piece in just a few minutes.
Listening to KODI, Cody, Wyoming, and KZMQ, Grable, Wyoming.